This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events, such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I'm here today for the French President Trump weekly press conference. I want to thank you all for gathering in front of the historic Watergate Yard Irrigation Solutions building. I shall now take questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President, some people on Fox News and some leaders in the Republican Party have said that you need to be given time and space to accept your loss. Why are you different than any other office holder who gets voted out?
I am very different, Tony Romo. I come from a long line of unprosecuted criminals, cheats, and bullies. We have always been able to buy people off or threaten them to get what we want. This shit is very jarring. I am not only losing the presidency, I'm losing a way of life. Next question.
Mr. President. Your Honor, thank you so much, Mr. President. Jimmy Tingle, Beacon Hill Press. Mr. President, before the election, you said winning is easy, losing is hard. At least for me, it is. Mr. President, are you under the impression that there are people who like to lose?
I beat the shit out of Melania in the prenup, and she did not seem to mind. So long as she gets to decorate for Christmas, she is happy. Next question.
Yes. Karen von Carlson, OAN. What did you think when you came back from your golf game on Saturday and saw the streets filled with the joy of cheering crowds? You must have had a hell of a golf game, sir.
Thank you, Karen. It was quite good. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN. Sir, you have refused to concede the election that Joe Biden has won by significant margins, yet you are still doing nothing to address the most pressing problem in the nation and the world, the coronavirus. You don't meet with the task force, and you've yet to create a national strategy. Why?
Fuck you. I have done a great job on the Far Rus. You want Chambertin to be president? You think he will do a better job? His wife is a doctor. What has she done to cure the virus? Has anyone noticed that Dr. Chambertin has done nothing but massage Chambertin's ancient balls?
Sir, Dr. Jill Biden is not a medical doctor. She has a doctorate in education. Everyone with doctor in front of their name is not a medical doctor. And while we're at it, sir, every medical doctor is not an epidemiologist. Doctors have specialties. You've chosen a guy who reads x-rays to head your COVID-19 task force.
Why would we need an epidemiologist for a virus? Epidemiologist is for the skin. Epidermis, you idiot. I see your epidermis right now. Your epidermis is showing. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm sorry, sir, but a dermatologist is for skin. An epidemiologist studies diseases within populations.
Shit. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes,
President.
Yes, you.
President.
That girl. That girl. That girl. Yes, you.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Mika Taylor with Essence Magazine. In a recent speech, you referred to polls that you said were called suppression polls. You said they may even be illegal suppression polls. What is a suppression poll, sir?
It is a poll that is not correct.
Polling is not an exact science, sir.
Of course it is not. If it was a science, I would not allow the information to be released.
In fact, legally, voters do not have to answer pollster questions, nor answer them honestly. Many of your voters are so ashamed of supporting you that they lie to the pollsters.
That shows what you know. You, enemy of the people, they are not ashamed. They just like to lie, like me. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Your Honor. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. President. Jimmy Tingle, Beacon Hill Press. Mr. President, why don't you just admit you've lost, sir? Your childish behavior is damaging your legacy.
My behavior is not childish, and I will not leave until I have pooped in every drawer in the Resolute desk and created a lasting foul smell in the Lincoln bedroom and colored myself onto every presidential portrait in the whole White House. Take that, you poo-poo head. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. Mr. President, are you at all concerned that by delaying President-elect Biden's transition process that you will be risking our nation's security?
Tony, why should I care about the security of this nation? Do you not understand that if I am not president, I will not be able to pull strings for Ivanka's unethical international business dealings any longer? Do you know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. It means every day I will have to listen to, Papa, why did you lose the election? Now I cannot have my Chinese patrons. Papa, I must have an unfair business advantage or I will not be able to afford more face speckle. So people will see the actual skin of my visage, Papa. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes. Karen Von Carlson again, OAN. Sir, you have fired several senior people from the Defense Department, and there are those who say you've replaced them with Trump loyalists. Are there more slots to fill, sir?
There may be, Karen. And I would like to discuss it with you further. Could you meet me in my room tonight?
I could, sir.
Thank you, Karen. And bring a rolled-up magazine. We'll see how strong your Department of Defense can be.
If asked, I will serve, sir.
Next question! Next question!
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN again. Sir, have you thought about where you will have your presidential...
what are you saying? I cannot hear you. Take that mask off.
Mr. President, if I may, I think what my colleague is trying to ask is where you will have your... where you will have your presidential library.
I do not understand.
Your presidential library. I'm sorry.
Sir, presidents house their papers in a presidential library.
This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.